She feels overburdened. So they go to where? Ocean of what? Milk. The ocean of milk. They pray to which Vishnu? Shirodakashayi. Lord Brahma gets a text message where? In his heart. And what is that text message? All you devatas, expand yourselves and take birth in what dynasty? Yadu dynasty. And participate in my lila and assist me. So yes, initially they are aware. This is why they take, just like in Ramachandra, same scenario. They are told, you demigods take birth as monkeys and you are going to be part of Ram's army. Those were not ordinary monkeys. They were demigods. Ravana didn't have a chance. Okay? So yes, they are aware of their situation. But that was a very good... Let's give them a hand. That was a good question. Yes. What? Okay, who we... Puru? What about Puru? No. No, we're not. But I forgot to mention that once Yayati realized that there was no end to his satisfaction, he gave the youth back to Puru and took the remainder of the old age. So Puru was the best of his sons next to Yadu. So at some time it was reversed. Puru got his youth back and Yayati took back his old age after some time. Understand? Yes. Okay, when we have been hearing these nine cantos, some of it was Satya Yuga, some of it was Treta Yuga, some of it was Dwarapa Yuga. So of course, we did not go into any kinds of details. We gave a very cursory or general overview. So no, the times of, first of all, in Satya Yuga, everybody is, the mode of goodness is all prominent. So more or less in Satya Yuga, people are happy and saintly. In Treta Yuga, materialistic religion is introduced. Okay? But it's pious. Now, there are some incidents, but in general, in Treta Yuga, people engage in sense gratification, but it's pious. In Dwarapar Yuga, it's 50-50. That it's 50% good and 50% nonsense. But in Kali Yuga, 75% nonsense, 25% good, and day by day that 25 is becoming 24, 23, 22, 20. You see it every day in the headlines. At least I see it. Just when I think I've heard it, the news is there and I go, what? I can't believe this idiot. I can't believe what these demons are doing. It just gets worse and it's going to continue to get worse. Therefore, at a certain point, I have to stop watching the news. Because it's so depressing. It's so depressing, and it's going to get worse. But, we do know this. 10,000 years, Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya's protection. Protection for devotees. So we have to always remain in the association of devotees. Therefore, my Namahat family, we must meet together more and more and more just to escape the hell of Kali Yuga. So stay together in this family. Does that help you to understand? Yes. It's coming from Srila Prabhupada. Do you accept Srila Prabhupada? Then, do not doubt. Do not doubt. Ma Shucha. His favorite, his shloka, the personification. Ma Shucha. Krishna says, don't doubt. Don't worry. Don't hesitate. Don't fear. Stay tight at Prabhupada's lotus feet. I told you that story many years ago. One Indian lady, she said, you should not follow Prabhupada. You should just follow Krishna. And I said to her, no. I know nothing about Krishna other than what Prabhupada has. Without Prabhupada, I would be a complete jackass. Because I was a jackass. Jackass number one. Nicholas Jackass D'Angelo. Before meeting Prabhupada. Yes. So, I can never... And another way I explain it. In 1974, I took initiation. What did I say about initiation? At initiation, what happens? Yes, Krishna accepts you as good as himself. Okay? So at the time of initiation, I dedicated my life to Prabhupada. I cannot now take that back. Oh, thanks Prabhupada, I'll see you around. No! Right? When a husband and wife marry, right? For better or for worse, in sickness and in poor, right? Till death do us part. Isn't that the... I don't know if they do that in Hindu. But even in Western, till death do us part. Sometimes that means they kill each other, but... But the idea is there. That's why I say, people, don't take initiation until you are actually ready that this is my spiritual master. Birth after birth. Don't just take anybody. No, it has to be somebody that you're willing to say, life after life, I will follow this person. For me, that's Srila Prabhupada. I have not seen anyone to this day that even compares this much to Prabhupada. Nobody, in this life, it's Prabhupada and Krishna. Right or wrong, in this life, Prabhupada and Krishna. Kill me, shoot me, I don't care. This life, it's Prabhupada. Is that all right? Thank you. But it doesn't matter if it's all right. What else? What other questions? Yes? Prabhupada says Hastinapur is somewhere in Delhi. It's part of Delhi. Now, if we did research, we probably could find the exact place, but it's in the district of Delhi. Yes, yes, it was. But look what's happened within 5,000 years. Yes. Very good. More questions. Yes, Nijida. That must have... Definitely you have. Well, this question, this is the first time I've heard this question. So I am not able to answer this question. It's above my pay grade. You'll have to ask your Guru Maharaj, who knows much more than me. Unless you are testing me and you know the answer already. Sometimes that happens, not you. But I get that sometimes. That sometimes I can tell, not you. But in the past, I know. All right, this guy's asking me. He knows the answer, but he wants to see if I know that I know that he knows. But not you. I really don't know the answer. Yes, and I have an explanation for that. My understanding that when he went, that was different from the original. You understand? In other words, this was a separate time that he performed austerities, not the original time. That's my explanation. And this second time, it doesn't say how long, because it appears that Prahlad's mother, we heard last night, Prahlad's mother was pregnant. Now, it doesn't say how long she was pregnant. So that could be another answer. We don't know how long she was holding the baby in the womb. But I tend to understand that he performed a set of penances and austerities separately. I have an explanation, and my explanation would be, when you enjoy sense gratification, you expel your pious credits. So my explanation is, he needed to restock his potency. Because when you enjoy, you lose potency. That's one way I answer it. That's the best I can do. Okay? These are very good questions. Your Gurudev can probably answer it because he does know much more. I stick to simple because I'm not, what's that? Well, no, you write it down and write him a letter. Go ahead, I'll try. Shukracharya. Yes. Because their relationship was business. Shankaracharya was doing the work of professional guru. He wasn't spiritual. It was a business arrangement. Bali was the king. Alright? He needs an official priest to do ceremonial functions. Their relationship was not a relationship that we have like in ISKCON with our spiritual master. We don't do business with our spiritual masters. The relationship is based on spiritual knowledge. Shukracharya and Bali, it's business. Just like so many Hindu people, every day they're going to temples, they're paying money to the priest, car puja, hair puja, this, you know, all the pujas, right? They pay the priest the money, alright, but okay, now I gotta go home and watch TV. Okay? It's not a, so that's the difference. There are spiritual Brahmins, and there are material Brahmins. Material Brahmins, they're just doing karmakand, fulfilling religious, social things, but there's no spiritualism. It's business. It's a pious business. It's good, but it's not transcendental. Whereas relationships we have with ISKCON gurus, that's spiritual. It's a whole nother gamut. Right? Finally, I can answer something. More questions. Yes, you usually have questions. All of a sudden you're shy? Doesn't matter, you were here today. And you have questions from years ago. Oh, Hare Krishna. Anything else? Have we enjoyed these days? It's good. Well, we'll try our best. I'm doing summary, so, you know. Tomorrow is going to be fun. We're going to dive right into Krishna Leela. Right? 2 hours, none. Maybe we'll go back home, back to Godhead tomorrow. And we're going to have my Veena. More questions. It's called electronic tambura. Huh? No, tambura is tambura. Veena is a different instrument. Do you like it? Yes, it's called... I got this from my good friend here. Many years ago, he showed me this app called iTabla Pro. So I've been using it now this year. It's fantastic. Thank you. It's all because of you. This sets a nice mood, right? Yes. And my bell? GBC approved. Bhadra Narayan insists I must bring my bell wherever I go. Yes, Prabhu. Krishna Leela is still going on. Krishna Leela is going on in this way. Okay. All right. I'm going to answer your question from different levels. So, on earth, yes, Rasa Leela is going on the spiritual plane, but nobody can see. In another angle of vision, we learn from Lord Chaitanya, as soon as one Krishna Leela takes place on earth, it immediately takes place in another universe. So right now, somewhere, Bhagavad Gita is being spoken. In some universe right now, Putana is being killed. In some universe right now, Rasa Leela is going on. The pastimes of Krishna are ever present in the material world. Now, for us, since Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, they were replaced by whose pastimes? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we have the pastimes of Prabhupada and ISKCON. Love it or leave it. That's a controversial subject matter. But those pastimes are going on. Okay? Yeah? Oh! He finally woke up, folks. We poked the bear. Okay, the Lord Chaitanya that we know of appears once in a day of Brahma after the appearance of Krishna. Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma, right? So in that day of Brahma after Krishna appears, Lord Chaitanya as we know appears. There's always an incarnation in the age of Kali, but the Lord Chaitanya that we know is only once in a day of Brahma after Krishna's appearance. So, we are living in the best Kali Yuga. And therefore, the conclusion should be, Prabhupada said, don't loiter. Get out now. Don't think, I can be delivered. No. Don't stick around. Because as we were saying, it's only going to get worse. So don't take birth again. Go back. So, you're chanting every day? You're worshiping Panchatattva? You're obeying your Guru Maharaj? Hang in. You only have a few more years. You only have a few more years. I'm not cursing you, I'm just saying. You have a few more years. Just tolerate, right? You know as well as me, all these things are going on everywhere. There's always some kind of disturbance. Tolerate it. You're this close. And you're going back to Godhead. Okay? All in favor, say Hari Bol. More questions. Who's coming tomorrow? Good. No? Oh, okay. We will miss you. So you also won't be here. I'm feeling separation already. More questions? How about Ashna? Any questions? Any of your associates? Ashna's posse. No more questions? Yes, Manish. Okay. So, Prabhupada first did first canto, 3 volumes. After that, he came to America. Then, once he started ISKCON, from 66 to 77, he did 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 13 chapters of 10th. He left his body, and the video is there. Prabhupada on his deathbed, giving the purports to that 13th chapter of 10th canto. Have you seen the videos? How many have seen those videos? They have the dictaphone and Prabhupada can barely speak, but he's giving the Bhagavatam purports, quoting the verse. It breaks your heart to see, oh my God, he's completely emaciated and he can hardly speak, but he's still doing his service. So he was only able to finish 13 chapters. But back in 1969, it seems Prabhupada knew he wouldn't live long enough. So therefore, he stopped Bhagavatam and did Krishna book. Because Prabhupada said, I don't want to leave my disciples without this. Because as I said tonight, the whole Bhagavatam is bringing us to tomorrow, 10th canto. So Prabhupada did a summary of 10th canto in that wonderful book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he sort of knew, I might not make it. So, the fact that he didn't finish 10th canto doesn't bother me, because as far as I'm concerned, nothing beats Krishna book. When I read Krishna book, I'm not anywhere. I'm in Vrindavan. I'm in Dwarka. I am Mathura. I'm on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. I'm in Hastinapur. The way Prabhupada wrote Krishna book, it made me a devotee. It turned a jackass into something else. A jack swan. Okay? Yes. What's she saying? I need a translator. Which is better? Yogi, sannyasi is not the question. Devotee. Doesn't matter. You can be a devotee yogi. Like right now, so many devotees have also become yogis. Right? That's okay. So long as you can do 108 asanas, provided you still chant Hare Krishna. But if you give up chanting Hare Krishna and do yoga, Yoga eva kevalam? No. Yoga will not take you back home, back to God in the age of Kali. I'm sorry. But if you do Harinam, now, if you do your 16 rounds and you want to do hot yoga, cold yoga, this yoga, fine. But you have to do how many rounds? Of what mantra? And whether you're a sannyasi, brahmachari, vanaprastha, grihastha, doesn't matter. Do you chant? Do you do devotional service? Do you preach? Kamlesh sent me a letter he found, one of Prabhupada's letter, and it made Kamlesh feel like his life is a success. Give him the microphone. What was that letter? I want everyone, hold on. I want everyone to hear this letter that Kamlesh. You gotta tell your story. It's your time. What was this letter? Yes. And isn't that what you've done all? Jai. Very good. You have a question. Why? Because it's Prabhupada's instruction. Minimum. You want to do more? Oh, you can do more. What's that? I'm going to answer. This is a good question. When you go to a doctor prescribes a medicine. And different medicines, 10 milligrams, 20 milligrams, depending on the disease, he prescribes a certain medicine. So Prabhupada originally said 64. And the devotee said, we can't, it'll take us all day. Then he said, okay, 32. The devotee said, forget it. So then Prabhupada said, okay, 16. That's the minimum. So because that's what Prabhupada instituted, and I'm his disciple, I am duty bound to follow that and preach that. I'm his disciple representative. Now, if you're not initiated, then you do as much as you can. But once you become initiated, you take a vow. And that vow is, I must do 16. But if you're not initiated, you do as much as you can. But we beg you, please join our group. Do you like our group? We like you too. So join our group. And before you know it, I predict in 1 year, you'll be doing 16. I guarantee it. I know one of my favorite stories. One of my disciples in Santiago. She loves Krishna consciousness, but she would complain, Prabhu, I cannot get initiated because I cannot give up onions. I cannot give up tea. I like everything about Krishna consciousness, but no way I'm going to give up onions and tea. I said, that's okay. You just continue chanting. She said, yes, but I'm never going to do it. Then she went to India. She went to Mayapur. I'll never forget. She went to Mayapur, so I hadn't seen her in a year. And when she came back, I did a program. He said, Gurudev, I have an announcement. I said, uh-oh. She stood up and she says, I have given up onions and tea. So, going to the Holy Dham can do miracles. She herself could never think she would give up. And she used to complain, if I try to give up tea, I get a headache. That was her excuse. Oh, Prabhu, if I even try to give up tea, I get a headache. I would say, don't worry. Just keep chanting. She went to Mayapur and she gave up tea, no headaches. She got the blessings of who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this program of Krishna consciousness, it's scary because it really works. Look at you, all my children. Right? Look at you. You are my success. Look at my good right-hand man, Krishna Kumar. If you hear his story, you'll say, yes, this Krishna consciousness is a miracle. So who had their hand raised? Yeah. Yes, the five limbs. Why do you think I have Tulsi here? Because when Tulsi is here, we get extra blessings. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Radha Krishna Seva Pavo E Avilasi. Bolo. Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha. Okay, we have time for one last question. Oh, yes. What's wrong with what? Taking what? That should be self-evident. So, tell me, how old are you? Can you say? 32. So, you're happy, 32 years old, you never had any miserable conditions, you've lived the life of always happiness? Huh? Yeah, so wouldn't you like to have a life where there's ever increasing happiness? Huh? That's why we don't want to come, because there's a better life available to you. In other words, we look like where I live. There's all these crickets that sneak into the garage. And at night, they do their kirtan. We don't know where they come from, but they do the cricket kirtan at night. And I look at that cricket life and I go, what an existence. But the cricket thinks, this is the life. Ah, this is explained in Bhagavatam. We didn't touch it. The living entity is satisfied in any condition, even in the worm, in the stool. The worm is thinking, this is the life. One time, Indra, because he's so lusty, he was cursed to become a hog. So as a hog, he had his hog wife, hog children, and he was thinking, wow, this is great. I'm a hog. You all been to India. You want to live like a hog? Huh? So Indra was thinking, this is great. I got my wife. I got my kids. I got full stool every day. So Brahma came. Indra, come on now. It's time for you to come back and be Indra. He said, what are you talking about? I'm happy here, man. I got my wife. I got my neighborhood. So Brahma said, oh, you like it here, huh? So Brahma drew a sword. Now you will be slaughtered because some people, they eat pigs. Believe it or not, especially here in America, they consider it a delicacy. Hot dogs, ham. Okay? So when Brahma was about to kill Hog Indra, he said, oh, no, 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 no. And then he decided to go back. So we're just like that. We think, what's wrong with Irvine? It's wonderful. Just wait for the earthquake. You won't think like that. When the earthquake comes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Yes, that's what Maya does. Maya lulls you to sleep. That's why that song, we are sleeping on the lap of the witch known as Maya. And Maya teaches you, it's nice here. Meanwhile, the guns are fighting and all this nonsense is going on. But at least I have TV. At least I have my sense gratification. But Bhagavatam is telling us there's a better life. I'll give you a practical example. So, Om, where's Om? So you used to live in a very small apartment. Now that you're living here, do you want to go back to that little apartment? Honestly. I'm asking you, you want to go back? I'll ask Pinky. Hey. Okay, I'll use me as an example. All right? I'll use me as an example. So my wife and I, we got this place now in Aliso Viejo. And my wife every day says, I can't believe how nice Krishna has been to give us this place. And I have this job. I don't have to drive on that 405 freeway 2 hours every day. She used to be like that. She used to have to work downtown LA. It would take her 2 hours to drive home at night. And I told you, she'd come home at night like this. She wasn't Varuni. She was Shurpanakha. And I would tell her, please take a bath. And so she would take a good 40-minute bath. And then after the bath, she'd come out and be Varuni. You know who Varuni. She's very sweet, right? But after 2 hours on that 405... And she would fault find every little thing. Why is that out? Why didn't you do this? So I would like be on edge. Okay, did I put everything away? Because I knew she would come home and be in that Shripanaka mood. So if we said to my wife, you can ask her tomorrow, you want to move back to Torrance and work downtown? She will say, go to hell. So once you get a better existence, you don't want another example. You youngsters, you drive cars now, right? Now, what if I said, no cars, you have to ride bicycle? You like that? Huh? No. Because you've come to a higher standard. So Bhagavatam is teaching you there's a higher standard of life. Step up to it. And nobody's forcing. If you want to stay in that low grade, you have free will. But those who are smart, those who have intelligence, they read and they say, yes, I want to go to that abode. Just like at Kurukshetra, Krishna could have told the gopis, come back with me to Dwarka. Radharani and Gopi said, Dwarka? No. We don't like this Krishna. We want the Krishna on the bank of the Yamuna. playing the flute, not this royal prince with elephants and chariots and horses. What is this, Krishna? We want that beautiful Govinda. Everybody. Govinda. So it's all a matter of getting the higher taste. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 59. Krishna consciousness is the higher taste. Here we have these books. Now, some people look at these books, garbage. I much rather read People magazine. Right? They don't see any value, but you know the value of these books. That's why are you selling these books to make money? No. If you had to live off to what you make from those books, you'd live on the street. You'd be one of those homeless people with the sign. You're not making any money selling these books. You are distributing these books because you want people to get the higher taste, the higher existence. Right? Does anybody do this? All right. There's now this travel agency. Guided tour to Iraq. Who wants to go? Come to Iraq where there's bombs exploding. Come to Iraq where you can meet somebody who will have bombs strapped to their chest. Do you want to take a vacation in Iraq? Oh, I got a better one. How about North Korea? Who wants to go to North Korea where they eat cardboard? You know about that? There are people in North Korea, they don't have food. They're eating dirt, plastic. It's hell. Let's go to Korea. No, because you have better sense. So this material world, Bhakti Siddhanta said, no place for a gentleman. You want to go to the kingdom of God. Krishna doesn't want to stay here. Krishna just comes once in the day of Brahma. He doesn't want to stay here. He's got a better way to live. It's called Goloka Vrindavan. All right, we're over time. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.